This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. Valeda Snow, Queen of the Trumpet. Thanks for being with me. I'm Dave Radlow. For most of the late 1930s, Valeda is living and touring in Europe, spending much of her time in London and Paris. Europe's where all her records have been issued and her popularity is at its greatest. In Europe, Valeda is a celebrity. Bill Reed, author of Hot from Harlem.
I think it's safe to say that she was the highest profile African-American to go through the expatriation process.
She's friendly with royalty and top celebrities like Josephine Baker and Maurice Chevalier, with whom she's rumored to be intimately involved. Chevalier's a superstar of huge dimension in France, sort of Frank Sinatra, Fred Astaire, and Elvis all rolled into one.
You'll never win laurels because of your morals, but I'll tell you what you've got. You've got that thing. You've got that thing.
And Valeda's also touring the world extensively in the 30s. Burma, Tokyo, Cairo, Turkey, India, Berlin and Switzerland.
British protectorates, Shanghai, Rangoon, Bombay. She was played in all the very finest hotels in those cities. They'll have names like the Raffles Hotel, I suppose. The sense that I got was that she was sort of like the darling of the continental set. King Edward was very much taken with her, and also the British colonialists in various and sundry, the colonies, the protectorates.
In fact, she's touring Europe a little too fearlessly as World War II is brewing. And for instance, it's only been recently discovered that she's in Austria in 1938 when the Nazis take over. Events are spinning beyond her remarkable ability to control her own affairs. For instance, the band's bass player on this trip to Austria, Luis Barrero, is arrested. A Spaniard, he's turned over to Spanish fascists and shot. Valeda and her band on this tour only get out of Nazified Austria with extreme difficulty. Life in Europe and France are becoming precarious, but Valeda still doesn't return to the U.S., even as German bombs are falling on London and Paris is darkening with dread and intrigue. Suddenly, Valeda is warned of possible invasion of Paris. She hastily departs France in her Mercedes for Holland. But she remains in Europe. She must love it there. She has good reasons for staying.
She traveled a lot in Europe, like so many other African-American performers who simply wanted to get away from the racism of America.
For instance, in the Netherlands, she's so highly regarded that Queen Wilhelmina awards her a gold trumpet. She has fresh recording contracts, gigs, popularity.
Why, she had a dream about the King of Sweden. He gave her things that she was needing. Oh, he took her down to Chinatown. He showed her how to kick the gong around.
But now, Nazi invasion of Holland seems imminent.